it'll help the students that just have no clue what they want to do. Like, they are dreading their senior year, even their junior year, where people, so what are you going to do after you graduate? And they just don't know what to say.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. This fall, over 19 million students started college for the first time. Most will be exploring and hoping they pick the right school and the right major. As a result, a good percentage of them and their parents will go into debt to finance that decision. Making the wrong decision can be costly, both in terms of time and money. And it's even more costly if you have no idea what you're doing there or why. And few high school students take the time to assess their strengths, interests, skills, or personality to make a wise career choice. So today we're focusing on how to help high school students choose a college major or a career based on what God has given them, namely their personality. If you're a high school junior or senior, this challenge will help you gain clarity and confidence in choosing a career or college major that's right for you. We're calling it the Five Loaves, Two Fishes Career Challenge. With me today is my special guest, Caleb Watson. He is pastor of student ministries at Providence Church in Avon, Ohio. Caleb received his bachelor's and master's degree in pastoral ministry from Moody Bible Institute. He holds a second master's degree from Liberty University in pastoral counseling and is currently pursuing a doctorate in preaching through Northern Seminary. Welcome to the program, Caleb Watson.
Janet, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. I'm really excited about this opportunity that we're offering the high school students. It is going to happen on the 25th of September on Saturday, and it's a challenge for juniors and seniors at Providence Church. We'll be using the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, which, as you know, is called the MBTI.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about how God has naturally wired us. And then we'll link those personality traits to career options. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too, Janet. You know, career options today kind of feel like how NBC talks about the Olympics, doesn't it? Like if you only knew about the Summer Olympics based on NBC's coverage, you would think the Olympics consisted of swimming, gymnastics, and track, which that's part of it. But there's so much more out there. There's sports climbing, there's canoeing, there's the ever-popular table tennis. And in the same way, it seems like there's a couple of careers that just always get highlighted and people get pushed to, but then they miss out on so many other options that might be a better fit for them. So I'm excited to unpack the options that are out there for them.
Right. I find that a lot of students, when they're making career decisions, is because, you know, they have an uncle or an aunt or a parent or someone that they've seen, and they have a very limited scope of what's out there. What was it like for you in high school?
I had a great sense of what I wanted to do, but I didn't necessarily know me well. Like, it wasn't until I got to college, probably halfway through, that I was exposed to the Myers-Briggs or the DISC, things like that, and started understanding, oh, this is how I'm wired. This is why I act a certain way. This is why I respond to certain people in a certain way. And so it's just amazingly helpful, not only to know the options that might fit well with me, but just to understand my makeup.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this event will be particularly helpful for the students that you serve?
It'll be particularly helpful for two reasons. It'll help the students that just have no clue what they want to do. Like, they are dreading their senior year, even their junior year, where people, so what are you going to do after you graduate? And they just don't know what to say. And so this will help give them some clarity, perhaps even a direction of where they want to head. But it will also help those students that, like, nope, I'm locked in. I'm going to be a nursing major or a business major. That's great. But this will also help you understand how God has wired you and how you respond to certain things and how to harness your makeup that God's given you.
So we're calling this the Five Loaves, Two Fishes Career Challenge. And some people might not be familiar with that story in the New Testament.
Sure.
For those that are not familiar, can you tell us about it and give us some background information?
Yeah, sure. The feeding of the 5,000 or the five loaves, two fishes narrative takes place in all four of the Gospels, which is rather rare. The background is Jesus' disciples have just come back from doing ministry of telling people the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. And so Jesus is holding like a retreat for them to get away, to refresh, to reconnect. And the townspeople crash the party. They show up, and rather than sending them away, Jesus begins to teach them, to share the good news. And he goes on and on and on. And the disciples start looking around saying, man, it is getting late. We need to let these people go. Otherwise, they're going to expect us to feed them. And Jesus is like, that is a great idea. You feed them. And they're like, no, we can't do that. It would take 8 months' wages just for everyone to get a single bite, Jesus. We can't do this. Like, no, you do it. And so they go around trying to find food. And all they can find are five barley loaves and two small fish. It's a very meager meal. But they bring it to Jesus, he blesses it, and he multiplies it. He miraculously feeds 5,000 men, potentially even more people, to the point that everyone is satisfied and there's 12 baskets left over. And so that's the great story of the feeding 5,000.
What do you think is the significance of that event?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could say in terms of its significance, but I'll highlight just two. One is that most Israelites in that day, when they see food miraculously appear, would instantly think of the wandering with Moses, how God miraculously provided for them. And John tells us that the audience makes that connection, that they see something great in Jesus. But the other important thing to draw out is that Jesus is not a means to an end, that Jesus himself is the end. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus, from that event, goes on to say how he's the bread of life, that he is the satisfaction, the longing that all of us are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the part of the story that you didn't mention in there was, where did they find the five loaves? Did it come from a child? Did it come from a boy? Correct me on that.
Yeah, so the Gospel of John tells us that in all of their searching, there's just this one young man who has this very, very meager meal who's willing to offer it up to Jesus.
And that's where I think the connection comes for me for this five loaves, two fishes challenge. He takes what we have. He takes our personality. He takes our gifts, our skills, our talents. And when we present that to him, it makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
Can you speak more to that?
Yeah, so if we look at the implications of this text for career choices and things like that, it really speaks to two common responses. One response that we see a lot from students, I don't have a lot to work with. Like, I just have five loaves and two small fish. I don't have a lot of stuff to do much. That's what God has given you, and he can do great things from it. And so it's an encouragement to find satisfaction and joy in what you have been given. But then on the other side of things, sometimes we see students that know that they have some stuff to work with, and they are focused on, how can I use this to advance me? How can I make more, excel more, climb the ladder? And this pushes back against that and says, the only way that that's ever going to truly amount to something is to surrender it to Jesus, that he's the one that can do great things with it. In our hands, it's just a meager meal, but in his hands, he can change the world.
So if you are interested in this, on September 25, we're going to be looking at how God naturally has wired us, and we'll be linking those traits to career options and then presenting who we are to Christ. It is a little different from most activities in that we are going to be inviting parents.
Yeah, we want the parents to be involved in this event. They don't have to sign up to take the test unless they really want to. But this will not only provide you some clarity of, like, oh, that's why my student responds or is interested in these ways, but it really provides you an opportunity to encourage your student, to be supportive as they think through the process of what God is calling them to do with their life. And it really gives you tracks to run on to keep the conversation going.
Mm-hmm. So how can people sign up for the challenge?
Well, you can always contact the church if you like using the phone, but if you don't, you can go to our website, providencechurch.us, and go to the calendar tab. And if you look at our monthly calendar for September, on September 25th, you'll find the Five Loaves, Two Fishes seminar. Just click on that, and it will provide you a link to sign up for the event.
And how much does it cost?
The event is $40 per person. That includes all the materials you need, including lunch.
When you sign up, you will be given an email and directions on how to complete the Myers-Briggs type indicator. If you have questions, you can contact Providence Church at 440-937-5001. Seats are limited and registration closes on September 18. More contact information and details are included in the show notes of this podcast. Finally, if you're unsure about your career direction, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I meet with students and adults in transition so they can reach their career goals. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through Lorain County Community College called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, my name is Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.